This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Everyone, however you have arrived, in person or on screen, I welcome you. And I invite you to start by placing one hand on the top of your head and one hand on your heart. And just very gently pressing so that you can feel the warmth of your hand on your body. And allowing your body to gently settle down. And allowing your breath to remember that you have nothing to do and nowhere to go right now. Just notice what the sensation of touch of your hands and your body does to the way you're breathing. Noticing your breath in your belly. Noticing your hands. The warmth of one hand on your heart. And the support of the other hand on the top of your head. Nothing to do and nowhere to go except to be here in this moment. And if it feels right, you can let that one go. And remember how easy it is to calm our mind and our hearts. Just a simple touching. Our hands are quite healing. My name is Mitra Menesh. I'm a mindfulness educator. I teach at UCLA Mindful, and I'm also the author of The Attentionist. Today I want to talk about energy and questions that run our life, whatever feelings we have, whatever actions we take, they are based on questions that we're asking and answering. They may not be obvious questions, like they're not written anywhere, but they are underneath our awareness, just where they probably call subconscious. And they are guiding and dictating how we are. The question or questions that we're leading by and living by have two sources. One source is our frightened mind, which its job is to protect us. I call it the survivalist mind. The other source is our awareness, our choice. I call it the attentionist place. The job of the frightened mind is to make sure we are safe, which is a fantastic job. Without that, we probably can't cross the road safely. But when it gets overactivated and it becomes our automatic place to go to, then we end up having a lot of fear, unnecessary fear. The APA, I think it's called American Psychiatric Association, says that in 2026, the poll that they took, 48% of Americans, and I know people join us from around the world, but this is just America, say that they feel stress most of the time. And this is higher than last time they had a poll, which was at 43%. So something is happening that is taking our level of fear higher and higher. Of course, there's some outwardly reasons that we probably can't control. But there is also inwardly reasons that we can command and take charge of. And today, we're going to meditate on that, and I'm speaking on that. So let me give you just a gentle example, everyday example. Let's say you send an email or text or left a message for someone and you haven't heard back from them. The survivalist mind says all those things that it says. There's something wrong. They don't like you. This is a rejection. This is the end of relationship. Must have been something you did wrong. Bless you. Or something that they're not good at. So it just goes to that place. And that's fine. And then there's another option. You ask your awareness, you ask your, what I call, attentionist mind, and you say, what are the facts here? Not my emotions, not what my frightened mind says, but what are the facts? And the fact is very simple. I sent the email last Wednesday, and I haven't heard back. It's that simple. And then, of course, the frightened mind comes again. Why? Why haven't you heard back from them? And here you can offer a lot of different options. I may have sent it to the wrong address. They may have forgotten to answer. They may be busy. They may be away. So many reasons. They may be unwell. They may be on a retreat. They may be traveling to a place that doesn't have Wi-Fi. So there are so many reasons, and one of them is that they may not like me and they're not answering my email, which is fine, but it's one out of many. So what happens is when we ask the other part of our mind, the awareness aspect of us, options are created. So now I feel expansive. The awareness part of us includes the frightened mind question and answers, but the frightened mind aspect of us do not include the choices that awareness gives us. So this is a huge subject that I teach about, and if you're interested, we're doing a free session at UCLA Mindful next Wednesday. You're welcome to join us. You can check their website and find out. We explore this and what are the questions we ask in fearful mind state and what are the questions we ask. But for today, I want to just guide a meditation on the subject and see where we go. So let us begin. So let's take three deep and conscious breaths together. And I want you to just, like a good friend, walk with your breath from the inception in your nose and walk down the throat into your chest, deep into your belly, and walk back again with it. Breathing in breathing out. I invite you to bring to your awareness something that you have been carrying with yourself today or lately, something that you're worried about that might happen, something that has happened and you're interpreting and commenting on. Just pick something light to bring to your awareness. And I want you to notice on automatic, without any intention, what are your commentaries, really, I should say, what are the commentaries and analysis of your survivalist mind? Commonly, our frightened mind comes up with the worst-case scenarios. Just notice what's going on inside of you. Notice what happens when you pay attention to your survivalist mind. What happens in your body? Is there any tension, any contractions? You may feel it in your heart may be going faster than what you like. It could be perpetual thinking in your mind. It could be coldness or heat in your body or tension in your body. Wherever it is, just notice and breathe through that part of your body, as if you are breathing with that part of your body, breathing through your hands, breathing through your heart. Remember, we don't want to get rid of anything. We're just feeling it in our body. The idea of getting rid of things, especially fearful thoughts, normally give that thought more energy and prominence. A more mindful option may be let that thought or those thoughts to be there without engaging too much with them. Relaxing into your body. Allowing your breath to bring you into present moment. And now using your imagination, ask with awareness, what are the facts about this thing that I'm worried about? Remember, facts needs to be supported by information, something that you know for sure. Like in my example, the only thing I know for sure is that I sent an email at such and such date and time, and I have not received an answer. There is no other facts known to me except these two pieces of information. And as your body relaxes, and as you breathe through your body with ease, I want you to ask the other part of yourself, the aware you, the one who has choices beyond the frightened mind, and ask it and say, what could be other options beside and beyond what my frightened mind tells me? What else could be true? Notice what happens to your body as you offer yourself more options. How does your body feel differently when you ask different questions? The intention is not to get rid of your fears. The intention is not even to solve your problems right now. We are simply creating spaciousness, wider choices through awareness. As we say in the mindfulness world, the difference is between being with something in a very small, tight room, as opposed to being with them in an open air, where there is freedom for movement, for options. And very little restriction. As we contemplate on this particular topic that you're considering, I want to invite you to, in a general sense, ask yourself, where else do I only listen to my frightened mind? And where else can I expand my options and ask different questions? What might be helpful to go to more options is to feel that you are standing at a higher point and seeing much, much wider scenes of your life. I call it the observation deck of the mind. There's so much to see that in fear is hard to see them. So I invite you to stand at a higher point of your mind and look around in the openness of this space. And contemplate on your relationship with your fearful mind, imagining that you're in charge and it is listening to you, not the other way around. How would you have shown up differently in this particular situation that you're considering? If you were in your awareness and if you remembered that you have choices. Sometimes it's as simple as making a decision and a commitment to ask intentional questions when you feel stress. When you feel your mind is looping around problems. As simple as using your mind's power to imagine you're standing high up in a place like an observation deck, and that allows you to see much, much wider options around you. The spaciousness, more choices, and more importantly, you being in charge of your life and feelings and decisions, not your frightened mind. Can you imagine how your life would be if you made that simple shifting of who's asking the questions and what questions are being asked? To decide to practice this for the rest of the day or rest of the week or as long as you wish. And I can promise you, if you do, you're going to forget, because we are human beings and we're here to practice, not to perfect anything. But if you're committed to your practice, eventually you go to fear land less often, and you return to the land of awareness more quickly and faster. And that's all an aware, mindful life can promise. So very gently, let us return back to our bodies. And I want you to finish this meditation how we started. Put one hand on your heart and one hand on your head, the top of your head, your crown, supporting yourself, holding yourself. I'm here. I am here for you, the adult, aware, attentionist. Me is here to support you. You're not alone. And let us take a few deep and conscious breaths together while we're supporting ourselves and each other as a result. And whenever it feels right, you may come back to the room. Open your eyes. And there you go. Just like that, you can walk out of this meditation with a different level of awareness. Simple as that. I thank you for practicing with me today and wish you a happy long weekend. Take good care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.